A good Sunday morning. Day number two of the 95th Annual Shortstop Tournament at Greenlee Golf Course. Reports on Kate Radio brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, Hill, Benda, Scove, and Bernau, and Oakview Golf Course. Jeff Elseth joins us. And Jeff, another beautiful morning for the Shortstop Golf Tournament. Let's get right to it. Talk about some of the flights and the matches we're going to see today.
All right. Good morning, Aaron. Yes, absolute beautiful day today. 75 and sunny. You couldn't order a better forecast. So we're very thankful for that. We are starting here at 8 o'clock off of number 1 and number 10 tees. Number 1 tee, our championship flight gets rolling first. First match is going to be defending champion, number 1 seed Andy Peterson. He takes on Jeff Stadheim, number 16 seed. They're playing with Josh Jordahl, and he does battle with Johnny Brewer. And then at 8:10, it's J.B. Lloyd versus Jeff Starr, Derek Erdahl versus Ryan Werfline. The bottom bracket, number 2 seed, Sam Holman, shot a nice 68 yesterday. Sam Holman takes on Mark Heineman, playing with Devin Casa, and he tackles Mick Hockenson this morning. Next bracket or match is going to be Brent Miller playing Steve Peterson, Chris Boss versus Brett Werfline. And that is the championship flight, 8 o'clock tee time. Fourth flight goes off at number 10. Bronson Brower plays Kellen Casa, Dave Rotten versus Peter Ehrig. Jack Rasmussen, Joe Moriarty, David Fliggy plays Mark McIntyre. So tee times run basically from 8 until that 9:50 range. Again, we revert to match play now today. So pace of play is typically much quicker, holes being conceded, shots being conceded, et cetera. So things kind of take place in a hurry here.
So when it comes to today, how many matches can somebody play? Because this would be the round of 16 for the flights. How many match plays do each golfer, I guess, get a chance to compete in today?
Every golfer will play two matches today. Championship flight will play 18-hole matches. The first round losers in the champ flight, obviously, when you go down to the consolation bracket, then it reverts to 9-hole matches.
Okay.
Our numbered flights, 1 through 4, and the presidential flight are all 9-hole matches. So basically, every golfer would play two matches, 18 holes or less, depending on the outcome.
And then everything else finishes up tomorrow on Labor Day?
That's correct. Yeah. Tee times start tomorrow, 8 a.m. once again. And obviously, after today's play, the field is reduced by half. So tomorrow morning, the matches get rolling. And again, 9 holes for the majority of them. You know, so it does take place pretty fast. We're looking at a tee off time tomorrow for the championship match, roughly that 12:30 to 1 o'clock, depending on the pace of play, you know, sudden death matches, et cetera.
Jeff Elseth, Greenlee Golf Course, joining us here on this Sunday morning. And Jeff, before I let you go, for anyone that's just tuning into the reports, run through the championship flight matchups one more time for us.
Okay, championship flight matches, 8 a.m. this morning. Andy Peterson is playing Jeff Stadheim. Josh Jordahl takes on Johnny Brewer. J.B. Lloyd versus Jeff Starr. Derek Erdahl versus Ryan Werfline. In the lower bracket, Sam Holman takes on Mark Heineman, and Devin Casa and Mick Hockenson do battle. Brent Miller versus Steve Peterson, and the final match teeing off at 8:30 would be Chris Boss versus Brett Werfline.
Jeff Elseth again, Greenlee Golf Course, joining us for this Sunday morning report. Get out to Greenlee. It's a beautiful day to cheer on the many golfers competing in the 95th Annual Shortstop Tournament. Again, reports brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, Hill, Benda, Scove, and Bernau, and Oakview Golf Course. Jeff, thank you so much for the time, and we might get a chance to check in one more time later on this afternoon. And, of course, many reports coming up on Labor Day Monday. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Aaron.